Chapter 1. Ebenezer Scrooge. Jacob Marley is dead. Ebenezer Scrooge, his business partner and friend for many years, is now the sole owner of their business, Scrooge and Marley. It is Christmas Eve, and Scrooge is busy in his counting house. The weather outside is cold, dark, and foggy. The door of the office is open, and we can see a young clerk, Bob Cratchit, writing letters inside. It is so cold inside that the clerk is wearing gloves and a big scarf while he works. His nose and fingers are blue from the cold. His breath makes a fog in the air in front of him. Ebenezer Scrooge is sitting in the corner near a very small fire. He has a pointed nose, wrinkled cheeks, red eyes, and blue lips. His hair, eyebrows, and beard are grey. Scrooge is not a nice man. He is cold and selfish, mean and miserable. No one stops in the street and says,
"Hello!"
to him. No one asks,
"My dear Scrooge, how are you? When are you going to come and see me?"
He is cold. His heart is cold. He has a heart of ice.
"A Merry Christmas, Uncle!"
cries a cheerful voice then. It is Scrooge's nephew, who comes to see his uncle at the counting house on his way home.
"Bah! Humbug!"
replies Scrooge rudely. Scrooge's nephew, Fred, is a handsome young man. His face is rosy, and his eyes are bright. He has a nice smile.
"Christmas a humbug, Uncle?"
asks the nephew, laughing.
"You don't mean it, I'm sure."
"I do,"
says Scrooge.
"Why are you so happy? You're poor."
"Oh, Uncle,"
replies the nephew cheerfully.
"Why are you so miserable? You're rich."
Scrooge can't think of a good reason, so he just says,
"Bah! Humbug!"
again.
"Ah, now don't be angry, Uncle,"
continues his nephew.
"Why not?"
growls Scrooge.
"I don't want to think about Christmas. It's too expensive."
"But Christmas is a good time, Uncle. It's the only time of the year when men and women open their hearts and are kind. Christmas doesn't make me rich, that's true, but it's a happy time for me."
"Don't say another word, nephew,"
grumbles Scrooge.
"Say Merry Christmas again and you're fired."
"Don't be angry, Uncle,"
says his nephew.
"Come and eat with us tomorrow."
"I don't want to come to your house,"
replies Scrooge.
"Why?"
asks Scrooge's nephew, surprised.
"Because you are married,"
scowls Scrooge.
"Now, Uncle, you didn't come to visit me before I was married either, so that is not a good reason. I'm sorry to find you so stubborn. My wife wants you to come. Well, a Merry Christmas to you, dear Uncle, and a Happy New Year."
And his nephew leaves, smiling. Two men enter the counting house now.
"Are you Mr. Marley or Mr. Scrooge?"
asks one of the gentlemen. Scrooge replies,
"Mr. Marley is dead. He died 7 years ago. Why?"
The other man speaks.
"It's Christmas time. Can you give some money to buy food for the poor? All the other businessmen in the city are giving something."
Scrooge is furious.
"There are places for the poor,"
he shouts.
"Let them go there."
"The workhouses are all full,"
replies the first man quietly.
"Many people can't get in. They have nothing to eat and nowhere to go."
"It's not my business,"
Scrooge says.
"Good afternoon, gentlemen."
Soon it is time to close the office.
"I suppose you want to stay at home tomorrow?"
Scrooge asks his clerk suddenly.
Yes, sir,
replies the clerk.
"It's going to cost me money,"
cries Scrooge.
"It is only one day a year, sir,"
says the clerk.
"Oh, very well, very well. But be here early the next morning,"
says Scrooge impatiently. The clerk says,
"Yes,"
and leaves quickly. Scrooge doesn't smile. He closes the big, heavy door behind him.